The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. And they are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Another opportunity to experience your glory. Another chance, oh God, to perfect your will for our lives. Another day to allow you to order our footsteps. Another day, God, we can stand upon your promises. Another day, God, we can live abundant and peaceable lives. Another day, God, that we can just praise you and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. We're grateful, oh God, this morning that your mercies are new every single morning because you are faithfully great. God, you're a great God who is faithful to your word, who is committed to your promises, whose promises we can stand upon. And we thank you, God, that no matter what we might have done yesterday, God, you've allowed us to see this brand new day, and we can rejoice and be glad in it because your mercies are new every single morning. I thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you, oh God, for being graceful. Thank you for allowing your love to never fail, your love that never runs out on us. your love that extends, oh God, from generation to generation. God, this is not brand new love that you are showing us or that you are overwhelming us with today. But Lord, the love that you have shown, God, was provided for us even before we were shaped in our mother's womb. God, you had a plan for our lives. You had a purpose for our lives. And God, you knew that we would not be able to make it without your love. God, thank you for loving me in spite of my faults. Lord, I'm so grateful, God, that you love me, oh God, in spite of my situations and my sins. Lord, I'm just so humble to know that you love me so much that you would give your only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for my sins. Lord, you did that just for me. God, I know you did it for the entire world, but Lord, you chose me. You called me out of darkness, and you brought me into your marvelous light, Lord, because you had a plan for my life. I'm grateful, God, that your ways are so far above my ways, and your thoughts are so far above my thoughts. And so, God, you know the way that I should go. You know the plans that you have for my life, and you know the love that I need, God, for you to shine and wax strong on me. A love, oh God, that is mighty, a love that is immaculate, a love that is never failing, a love that is all-consuming, a love that is merciful and kind, a love that is not vaunted up, a love that's not puffed up, a love that thinketh no evil. God, I want to say thank you for your love. What an amazing love, God, that you would give your only begotten son, God, so that I might have life and life more abundantly. Thank you, God, for being such a magnificent God. Thank you for being such a magnanimous God. Thank you for being a God that knows all. You know my ending from my beginning, God. You know, God, what I need to do, and you know what I need not to do. And so, God, I won't lean unto my own understanding, but this morning, as I seek you early while you may yet be found, God, I ask that you would come tomorrow and have your way in the lives of your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, make us stronger. Make us bolder for you, God. Make us wiser even right now in the mighty name of Jesus so that you will get the glory out of our lives. God, get the glory. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, get the glory, God, even out of my trials and my tribulations, Lord. Get the glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of my afflictions, Lord. Because, God, each round goes higher and higher. And, Lord, each round has its different challenges, Lord. But I know, God, you know the way that I should take. And, God, you know how you want me to be able to grow. You know what you need for me to do, Lord. So I say right now, God, come the more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move by your power. God, even now. Move by your might, Lord Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord, because we need your glory, God. You said in your word, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Lord, I need you to take out those old ways. I need you to take out those old habits, God. I need you to bind everything that's unlike you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that I can fulfill your purpose and I can fulfill the plans that you have for my life. Lord, and the flesh won't get any of your glory, God. Lord, my desire is that the flesh get none of your glory. I don't want it to take any of your glory, Lord, and I want all of the glory and all of the honor. I want it to be thine, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Overwhelm me in your love. Overwhelm me, God, in your presence. Because in your presence, oh God, there is fullness of joy. In spite of the circumstances of this world, Lord, in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. God, in spite of lack that may be lingering around, or our season, God, of dryness, or our season in the valley, Lord, God, in your presence, God, there is fullness of joy. I'm so grateful, God, that if I just think on you, God, you'll keep me in perfect peace. Think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things that are pure. Think on those things that are of a good report, God. You said if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. God, help us to get our minds on you. God, there's peace in you, God. There is deliverance in you. The preacher said last night that everything we need, God, we can find in you. We don't have to go get any tutorials. We don't have to go do any 10-step processes. Lord, we don't have to go get any books for dummies, Lord, but we can just seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything that we need, God, will be added unto us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, again, we're standing upon your promises, but the only way we can stand upon your
promises is that we know your promises and that we know your word. So, Lord, my prayer this morning, God, as you shape us and mold us for this day, and God, as you begin to prepare us, oh God, to be the landmarks and to be the vessels, God, that you need for us to be today, God. Oh God, hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee, God. Sin is a stain against you, God. Sin is enmity against you, God. Sin, oh God, is a direct opposite of you, Lord. And so, Lord, I don't want to be disconnected from you. Oh, Lord, I don't want you to turn your face away from me. But as I bless you, God, and as I worship you, Lord, and as I offer unto you my praise, oh God, this day, Lord, I want my praise to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I want you to be pleased with me. And, Lord, I want you to say, servant, well done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, shape me and mold me even now, God, that I might be the vessel that I need to be. I want you to get the glory out of my life. Not just yesterday, not just next week, but every single day. Bishop Moody said, I won't let a day go by. And I won't let a day go by without seeking your face. I won't let the day go by without, God, hiding my face in your presence, God. God, I won't let a day go by without chasing after you, God, because I'm hungry for more of you. That's the reason why we get up early in the morning and pray. Sometimes, God, getting up early is inconvenient, Lord. Some trips is earlier than normal trips, and sometimes it appears to be inconvenient. But, Lord, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avail as much. It's our attempt, oh, God, at being willing to be sacrificial. God, you gave your best. You did not hold anything back. God, your word says, how much more would you be willing to give if you gave us your best on the first time? Lord, there is nothing that you will withhold from them that fear you. And God, you're just looking for people, looking for individuals, looking for us to be willing to offer unto you our sacrifice. So much is given, much is required. And you've done so much for us. Lord, we cannot tell it all. You've been good to us. You've been so kind to us. You've been so merciful to us. You've been so, God, great to us. Words cannot even express how great you've been. Words cannot even express, God, how awesome you've been. Words, God, it cannot even express how mighty you've been, God. You've been good, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, better to me than I've been to myself, God. Thank you, oh God, today. So, God, this early morning rising, God, to seek your face, God, in corporate prayer, Lord. It's not a big thing, Lord, because you've been better to me than I've been to myself. Oh, God, you've been, God, greater to me, God. So, God, this sacrifice of getting up out of the bed, oh God, and coming in down, oh God, into the sanctuary and finding myself in prayer, it's not a hard thing, God, because, God, before, I knew you, God, you knew what you needed me to do and more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just need to give you my sacrifice, because when I sacrifice, Lord, you turn it around and you take it as a seed, oh God, to sow back into my life. You're not a God that's stingy. You don't take, 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 and never give, give, give. And often, Lord, we take, 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 and we never give, give, give. But Lord, as I offer unto you my praise this morning, as I offer unto you my sacrifice this morning, oh, God, show me your glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I desire to be in your presence. I desire to be in your midst, God. I desire to bask and be overwhelmed by your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So come the morning, have your way right now, God. Make us salty for the uses of your kingdom work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Make us to be the light that you need for us to be, God. In the name of Jesus, so that those that are in the dark may know the way that they should go. Oh God, that they may hear, oh God, that there is a way that seemeth right, God, but it leads to destruction. But there is a right way, and Jesus is the way, God. Thank you, oh God, today that I know you, oh God, in the power of your resurrection. I'm so grateful, God, that I know you in the fellowship of your suffering. Lord, I am grateful that I know you, God, because you are an awesome God. And my desire, Lord, is to grow my relationship with you. So again, Lord, come to more and have your way. Thank you, God. We have everything that we need to be victorious today. God, we have everything. You have equipped us fully for the battle that is ahead, for the challenges that we may face today. Lord, I faced some challenges yesterday. Lord, my body was afflicted. Lord, I had a little food poisoning, it appears to be, or something was going on with my stomach, Lord. And I travailed throughout the day, even committed myself to fasting, Lord, because it was more important, God, than trying to tend to that ailment. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are better and worth sacrificing more than anything in this world. Lord, we'll do anything for our children, Lord, but sometimes we don't do things for you, God. We don't go the extra mile for you. We don't go the extra step, Lord. We'll do anything for our spouses, Lord, but for the God who woke us up this morning, for the God who started us on our way, for the God who breathed the breath of life into us, we're not willing to go the extra mile or take the extra effort, Lord. We're willing, God, to go the extra mile for our bosses. We're willing to go and do the extra mile for on our jobs, Lord. But we're not willing to go the extra mile in our churches. And we're not willing to go the extra mile in our ministries, Lord. Oh, God, take away, oh, God, the selfishness that's in our spirit, Lord. Take away, God, the selfishness that is in our flesh, oh, God. Take away, God, those things that cause us to fall short of your glory. To not give you our best effort. Uproot those things out of us and cast them out of us, Lord, so that we may fulfill purpose, that we may fulfill your plans. Lord, I want to be a landmark today. Lord, I've been stuck on that since Sunday. Lord, I want to be a landmark. I want to shine bright for you. Lord, I don't want to be something that is filled with mess and covered with mess, oh, God, that repel people. Being visible, being seen, but not being worth looking at because I'm covered in mess. Lord, I'm covered in triflingness. I'm covered in foolishness. I'm covered with a bad attitude, Lord. I'm covered with things that are of this world. But God, help us even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and transform our minds. That we may present our bodies as a living sacrifice, God, that's holy and acceptable. That's what you want the world to see. You want the world to see vessels, oh, God, that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh, God, so that you can get the glory, God. Oh, God, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, God. I need your glory. And Holy Ghost, I need you to come to more and have your way in me right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that I might be the landmark, oh God, the place where someone can say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, I want to be willing, God, oh God, to move, for you to move on my behalf and move in my life, God, even if it means moving me away from people, God, that I believe I need to be near. God, there's some situations that come into our lives, God, that cause us to be fretful, oh God, that cause us to miss the mark, Lord, and we hold on to those things. But Lord, I cast all my cares upon you. I lay aside every sin and every weight, God. I yield to you. Holy Ghost, come the more and search me now, God. And if you find anything in me that's unlike you, I plead the blood that you would cast it out of me, God, that I might fulfill your glory in this life, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to be more like you. I want to reflect your image. I want your fruit to remain in me and to exude out of me, not just love, not just temperance, but long-suffering and meekness and gentleness. Lord, I want the complete fruit of your spirit to flow from me, that I may reflect you in every way, in every area, in all manner of conversation, in all manner of action. Lord, I desire to reflect you. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for allowing me to recover. Thank you for receiving my sacrifice. Thank you, God. We just need to go the extra step, God. Every step with you, God, is greater than the last step. God, every step we put in you, trust, every faith walk, faith step that we take in you, oh, God, takes us to greater. Oh, God, it allows us to achieve even more. And I'm grateful, God, that I don't have to walk on my own. But every step that I take, God, you're with me. You're there with me. You're there to comfort me. You're there to strengthen me. You're there to keep me. You're there to guide me. You're there to direct me. So, Lord, I know that everything that comes my way, I'm not in this battle on my own. God, you'll be with us in the fire. Lord, you'll be with us in the flood. You'll be with us, God, in sickness. You'll be with us in death. You'll be with us while we're living. You'll be with us everywhere, God. We don't have to fret whether you're with us, but you'll always be with us because your word promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us. Thank you, God, for another chance, another opportunity to sing of your praises. We do that when we pray. We do that when we come and seek your face. We don't just come just making petitions known unto you. We don't just come to ask. But Lord, I come to receive of your will. I come to receive your instruction. You know what I need, God, so I can give it over to you. I can make my petitions made known. But Lord, you know the way that I should go. You know the way that I should take. God, and when you have tried me, Job said, I shall come out as pure gold. Refine me even the more. God, take out those things that are unlike you. Burn it out of us, God, in the name of Jesus, that I may come out as pure gold, being refined by you, being refined by your spirit, being refined for your glory. I pray for the success of this meeting, our 96th annual workers' meeting, as we have begun to assemble ourselves in the city of Richmond, Virginia. Lord, I pray that you would come tomorrow and have your way. Get the glory out of us. Let a revival break out in the midst of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Revive our souls. Oh, God, that we may be ready to work. It's the Workers and Ministers Conference, Lord, where we come and we are equipped. We come and we are encouraged to go back and do greater ministry in our local ministry. Lord, that's our plan. That's our purpose, God, to achieve and press for greater. God, I thank you, oh, God, that greater is already upon us. I'm grateful, God, that even though I may not have seen it, even though I may not have heard it or heard the things that I'm looking for, God, and it may not even come into my imagination, God, I understand that you have plans for me that far exceed my plans and my thoughts. So I'm grateful, God, and I'm yearning for more of you, and I'm yearning for your will to be done so that I can perfect ministry in my life. I can do ministry back at home, God, at Praise Center. I can do ministry, God, back on my job and at my home, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord. So help us, oh, God, today and revive our souls during this meeting. I pray for our leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, that you would strengthen him and undergird him, Lord. I see that he's been hobbling around a little bit because he's been having issues with his knees. But, Lord, I declare healing in his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen him right now. Encourage him right now. Heal his body right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And manifest your glory in his life, God. Where your spirit is, God, your spirit brings about healing. Where your spirit is, your spirit brings about restoration. Where your spirit is, God, your spirit brings about life, God, and that more abundantly. Oh, God, spring up in him like a well of salvation, God, a well that cannot run dry, God, and renew him, revive him, refresh him, oh, God, encourage him, strengthen him, God, and breathe upon him the breath of life. Anoint him, God, as he prepares to give us the gospel truth on Sunday to close out this great meeting. And, Lord, I pray that you bless every speaker. Lord, I don't recall all of the names of all of the speakers. But, Lord, you know each and every man, each and every woman that has been given a charge to encourage us, to empower us, to give us the words of life. Father, I pray that you would anoint them supernaturally. Help them to preach with power and clarity under your anointing like they've never done before. God, that our hearts may be stirred. Oh, God, that we'll be woken up out of our sleep and out of our slumber, God, and that we would be about our Father's business, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stir us up even the more right now. Let us not get any rest, oh, Lord, until we yield to your will and we yield to your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stir up in us. And send a revival. Let it break forth now. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Let it break out in our midst right now, God. And I ask that you would get the glory out of our lives. Bless every superintendent, every administrative assistant. I bless Bishop Mark Thomas and Bishop Ted Thomas as well. Father, we pray for Mother Charletta Thomas, our supervisor, Mother Nellie Towns, the women of God, the men of God. I pray that you bless those that are coming to be fed and to be encouraged. I pray that you honor our commitment, honor our sacrifice, honor our yearning for you. God, we're not coming to put on a fashion show. We're not coming, God, to be seen. But we've come, God, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Lord, that you would bless them. Father, before I even go there, Lord, I pray that you would bind the spirit of frustration, that you would bind the spirit of distraction, that you would bind the spirit of selfishness. God, help us to look in the mirror. Because when we look in the mirror, God, we see, God, who we are. When we put our faith in the mirror, God, and we see your glory, God, we see how inadequate we are. We see how far we come up short. We see, God, where we are insufficient, even, God, when it's dealing with other people. Lord, there's been some issues that have been going on, and a spirit of frustration has been lingering around. But, Lord, I bind that spirit right now. He just comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Those who have been hurt, God, help them to forgive. Those have been the hurters, those ones that have been putting out the hurt. Lord, I pray that, God, you would stir up in them, oh, God, and I don't want to say shame them, Lord, but, God, reveal to them the error of their ways, God, so that we may worship together in spirit and in truth. That's what you're looking for, a people that will be willing to worship you in spirit and in truth. We didn't come to please anyone. We didn't come to satisfy anyone else. But, Lord, we've come to magnify the name of the Lord and to offer unto you our sacrifice of praise. So, Lord, as I continue, I pray for, again, the success of this meeting. We put the devil on notice. He's not going to get the glory. To all of the glory, even in spite of the movement and the difficulties that we have had with the building and the arrangements, God. And we know that all things will work together for our good. Don't let us become unseemly. Don't allow us to allow the flesh to get your glory. But we want all the glory and all the honor. And all the praise to go to you. I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt. Pastor Wayne Creeman. Pastor Kenneth Hackett. Pastor Ray Satterfield. Pastor Andy Court. Lord, I pray for healing for Pastor Hackett. Pastor Hawkins, excuse me. Healing for Pastor Cornick. God, I pray for Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Lawrence Pliette. Pray for those great pastors in the Great Northern District that you continue to undergird us for ministry. Send us the resources that we need, God, that we may be effective in ministry. Help us to learn how to use the tools that you've already equipped us with. And so as you send us more, God, we'll be ready and able use those tools that you'll be sending our way. Lord, I pray for the members of Praise Center, those that have come through and those that have passed by the way. I'm grateful, God, that you've allowed us to be a place of healing, a house of deliverance, a house of hope, God, that people can come in and ask, God, what must I do to be saved? And not just that, but how can I change things in my life? It's amazing, God. The people that you've sent our way, Lord, I help us to stand. Help us to be the lights, examples that you need for us to be. Help us to learn that, God, everything comes by fasting and praying. And, Lord, and in our prayers and our fasting, God, we commit these situations. We commit these circumstances. We commit these storms that are raging in our lives to you. We cast them over to you, God, because we know that you care and that you can handle them. And so, Lord, I call on the names of the members of Praise Center, Lord, that you would bless them and keep them, Lord, today. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Starr, Brother Eric McCowan, Sister Crystal McCowan, and little Aaron McCowan. Lord, I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. I pray, God, for missionary Lysandra Miller. Lord, I pray for Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique and God, Brother Herbert Lee. I pray for the Coulter family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would order their footsteps, lead, God, and direct them, Lord, our prayer. Lord, I pray for our guest sister, God, that came on Sunday. Oh, God, and her husband, Darrell. Lord, you know the circumstances and the situations in their lives, Lord. Though they're not members, God, you place upon us, oh, God, the mantle of praying for them, praying for their encouragement, praying for their strength, God, praying for their marriage, praying for their finances, Lord. You're the answer. Lord, there's nothing that we can do but cast those things to you. And it's not just in their lives, but it's in our lives and those that are connected to us as well. So I pray for that family, that you strengthen and encourage them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for those partners, God, that intercede on our behalf. Sister Lisa Long, Brother Larry Brown, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, God, Brother Roland Wilson. I thank you for those that undergird our ministry with prayer and support, God, remotely. And then, Lord, I pray for my brothers in the gospel in those areas. I mean, in that area. Brother Brian Jones, Brother Sam Metcalf, Lord, Brother Herschel Chenault, and our new brother that has relocated that way in our area, Brother Quentin Battle. Lord, I pray that you would anoint us for ministry. Anoint us to be about our Father's business. Let us not do it for man's glory, a vain glory, but help us, God, to push ministry. Lord, I want them to know Praise Center, Church of God in Christ. Lord, I don't care if they know my name. I can just be known as pastor. Lord, bless everything that we do as a ministry, our food pantry, our computer lounge, God, the outreach that we attempt to do in the community, everything that we do. Let it be done for your glory and for your honor. God, I pray for men everywhere. Help us to take our rightful position as men and stand in the gap on behalf of our family. Lord, there's too many of us, God, that are not doing what we've been called to do. We're not leading. We're not the heads of our households. Lord, we're doing all types of foolishness, God, sitting at home, not working, not being willing to take jobs that will be a blessing to our families. God, today, God, some of the men, God, are just doing things that doesn't make sense to me. But, Lord, as you bring them our way, help us to breathe an encouraging word into them and let them know that they have to stand and that if they don't stand, their families will perish. Their families, God, will not be in order because they're not running. They're not doing what they've been called to do, and that is to lead, provide, and to protect their family. I pray for the wives. God, that they won't stand in the way of their husband, that they will learn how to pray for their husband, that they won't nag, they won't complain, they won't weary the husband, but that they'll put them in your hand. God, we try to solve problems that don't belong to us. But when we cast our cares over to you, you're able to handle those situations, and you're able to rectify any deficiencies and any malfunctions. And, Lord, I declare, God, there are some men that are malfunctioning in their responsibilities. They're out of order, God, in their ministries, in their lives, in their family ministries, God. But, Lord, this is the time for change. Those that will come our way, God, we will impress upon them the importance of pressing towards greater. That what they have done is not sufficient. It was sufficient for yesterday, but it's not sufficient for today. Because you expect greater out of us. Because greater is he that's in me. So I have everything that I need to be great. That's all I have to do is walk in my greatness. Walk in the power of your spirit. Walk in the favor that you place on our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to pray this morning. And I'm grateful that you hear my prayer. Again, God, I ask for healing. I ask for miracles, signs, and wonders. I ask, oh God, that you would get the glory out of our lives this day. Anoint every speaker. Anoint, God, every minister. Anoint everyone that's on the program, God. Send the revival in this building and in the city of Richmond. Let souls be saved. Get the glory, God, out of our lives, Lord, and be pleased with us as we minister in this locale. We're grateful, God. I pray for traveling mercy for those that are traveling back and forth. I know I have to travel back home later today, later this evening, and I'll be working my way back tomorrow if you allow me to see that day. And I'm so grateful, God. So I ask for traveling mercy for those that are on the road back and forth. Bless them and keep them are our prayers. Order our footsteps today. Lead, guide, and direct us. Get the glory out of our lives. And we be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. And all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.